Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 29, 1937, the country raiders kept up their assault of shops and plantations. At 6:30 a.m., an estimated 600 persons assembled outside Simeon Alling's shop at Wellhouse St. Philip. They were persuaded to leave by parliamentarian H.L. Smith, but returned 3 hours later to commence their assault. They announced their arrival with the blast of a whistle. Henry Graves, said to be the ringleader in the crowd, reportedly ordered Alleen to open up the shop door. "Come on, Packard," nickname for Alleen. "Open up, we come for you. This is your last chance. Open up or we will break." Alleen then asked Graves whether he had any regard for the law. Graves, feeling confident in the size of the crowd, which had grown to an estimated 900, dismissed the law, reportedly saying, "Damn the law. We are a big crowd and they can't lock us up." The crowd then sprang a door and entered the shop, opening remaining doors and windows. They cleared out an estimated $1,100 in stock, while Alleen stood with folded arms witnessing the encounter. Graves received 2 years with hard labor for the attack, while his sons, George, Edward, and Goldborn, got 6 months each, also with hard labor. On the same day, an attempted raid occurred at Venture St. John, where Frederick Miller's shop was targeted. Between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., a crowd of 70 persons armed with sticks, bags, and iron stakes mobilized for an attack. The police intervened in time to save the shop, but one man in the crowd, Holder, determined to obtain provisions from the shop, allegedly raised a stick in the air and threatened the police. Outnumbered by the crowd, the police left and stood a short distance away from the shop. Soon after, a patrol of the volunteer forces arrived on the scene, pursued Holder, and arrested him. The situation had deteriorated to such an extent that one St. Philip man whose house was burnt on the night of July 28th was threatened by the crowd, vowing to destroy his car as well. The police had also received reports that most of the shops in St. Philip had been looted and that local inhabitants were being terrorized by marauding bands demanding money. The police were also on the scene shortly after a crowd of 30 assembled outside C.M. Austing's shop at Melvin Hill, St. Joseph. Adelia Austing, at home at the time, reportedly heard Alfonso Russell shouting commands to open the door. Another in the crowd responded, "Man, she's not going to open it." A whistle was blown and another 25 persons joined the crowd. As the crowd entered the shop, Mrs. Austin ran into a nearby cane field. On hearing the sound of a motor car, she came out to find a police patrol with 3 to 4 policemen with rifles. The police discharged their rifles, forcing the crowd to retreat. While they got nothing from Venture and little from the Melvin Hill raid, another raid at Jason Broom's shop at St. Martin's St. Philip netted provisions valued at $200. 100 persons attacked this shop between 3 p.m. and 3:30 p.m., stormed the building and entered. At a Greg's Hill shop in St. Andrew, another raid left the owner counting losses at $65 as the shop was stormed and cleaned. Meanwhile, the parishes of St. Philip took center stage as the raiders attacked plantations. At Foursquare, a large crowd estimated at 1,000 persons descended on the plantation's potato fields. The plantation management placed the losses at £140, representing the most massive potato dig during the rebellion. Potatoes were also dug at Sunbury, on the morning of July 29th, but the losses were 21 shillings. 200 persons also moved in on Walker's plantation in St. George at approximately 1:20 p.m. and dug potatoes. At Melvern Plantation in St. John, the raiders made off with 20 pounds of potatoes valued at 21 shillings.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.